Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Samach Gimel, and we are on Kuf Samach Beis Mabeis. Today's shir is dedicated by Rabbi Steve and Yael Weil in honor of their son Josh's wedding to Elisheva Marquis today in Los Angeles. Mazel Tov, we wish Mazel Tov to the entire Weil family. Okay. Ibai Elohu. So before we start, Ibai Elohu, on the last line, just two ha'aris from yesterday's daf. Yesterday, Tosfos brought up the sugya of Nimsa Echad Karav Al-Pasol Edusa Batela. Tosfos discussed why it is that if we have a shtar, that the first couple of lines where the Edim fill in their name are signed with Edim Psulim, Edim Krovim, relatives or Psulim. So the Gemara said, it's kosher. The Gemara said, it's okay, because the way that we understand these Edim are not as Edim, right? We understand them, as Tosfos said, they weren't Bala Ashude Elo Lemiloi, right? We know that the Shtar is possible if there's a certain amount of air space in between, if there are two lines of space between the content of the Shtar and the signatures of the Edim. So they might have filled in between, and therefore they're not really part of the group. And therefore, we would not apply the principle of Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle Nusa Batela to that case. That's what Tosfos brought up. One Ha'ara, and that is, there is a big discussion in the Achronim. What about Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle by Dayanim? The principle that applies in Shas is by Edim. If there's one of the Edim that is a problem, then the whole group is thrown out. That's based on the Mishnah in Maseches Makos, Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle. What if there's a group of witnesses, and one of the a group of Dayanim, and what if the Dayanim end up being puzzled? Do we throw out the whole group of Dayanim from judging the case? So that is, today is quoted in the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Edus, in Perek Dezayin. He quotes this from the Shuvas Maharach. Shekasav dechihechi degabi edus kaimala nimsa echad karav apostle betel ha'edus hachanami gabi dayanim. So he quotes from, yes, it would apply by dayanim too. Umipi harafa machaber shamati davekashale. But he says, but there's a problem with if it applies by dayanim. Two problems. Number one is the Mishnah Maseches Yevamos about chalitza daf kuf dalet, where the Mishnah there says chalitza bishnayim o bishlosha v'nimsa echad meher karav apostle chalitza sabsula. And if one of the Dayanim by Chalitza end up being a problem, so the Chalitza didn't work, Psula. Rashi there says, Tahadar Havi Luhu Shnayim. Because if you have three, you need a Besin for Chalitza. You need three. And if one of them's a problem, Rashi says, so then you only have two. What do you mean only have two? You have zero. If it's Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle. So it sounds like from Rashi that the whole did is not Batel, right? It's just, it just goes down one, and that one is ruined and not used. The Ksos, though, takes a stand on this. The Ksos in Siman Mem Vav, Lamed Vav, the Ksos assumes that it is like that, like the Kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech, that it is not a problem. He quotes this from the Mishnah Lamelech, and then he says, Laniyas Daiti Nired, the Lorm Rina Nakiyab Dayanim. You don't say about Dayanim based on a Gemara that many are familiar with at the beginning of Hedron, on Dav Gimel. What do you need, a bezit of 3-4. The Gemara there says, Mida Raisa, at least according to one day of the Amoraim, Chad is also okay. One Dayan is enough. Bechad Saki. And why do we need three? Because of Yoshve Kronos. What is Yoshve Kronos? Because some people aren't going to know the deed. If you just get one person on the street, you know, he might not know any halacha. So the Gemara says, Bitzvasanami, Milo Havi Yoshve Kronos. If you have three, there, you might have three Yoshve Kronos. Three people who just hang out and don't know anything. Says the Gemara, Bitzvasa, I Efshar Delespehu Chad Degamir. If you take three random people, one of them must know something. So as long as one of them, you really only need one Midaraisa anyway, but Dina Mamanis. So if you have three, Mistama, one of them knows something. Wait a minute, says the Ksos. But if you have a group of three, and two of them could be problematic, and only one of them is going to be good, shouldn't that ruin the Kant? Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle? So the Ksos says, it must be that principle does not apply by Dayanim. That is the Ksos' Raya from the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Gimel. But then he even adds, maybe though, it depends how the Bezin is functioning. Maybe it depends what the Bezdin is doing. That's the chiluk. Well, Anias Daiti Nira, Teheicha Da Dayanim Poskim Ezedin, if the Dayanim are paskening and deciding, Afilu Am Yesh Bahem Psul, Kol Shenisher Im Aksherim, Bezdin Shal Shlosha, Lonis Batal Den Aksherim. If Bezdin is deciding something, so then we do not apply the principle. Because they are unique in what they're doing. They're not functioning as Dayanim. They're making decisions. Aval henpeg, but what if Bezdin is just, let's say, being Mekayim the Shtar, as we have been talking about a number of times? over the last couple of days. Bezdin is just verifying that the signatures are true signatures. So they're kind of acting like Dayanim. They're testifying that these signatures are appropriate. So Aval Hanpeik, the Havinami Toras Edim Alayhu, Shemeim, Sheniskayem Ashtar, V'chein Kayotze Bazeh, Kigon Shekiblu Eza Edus, V'nosim Alzeh Kivias Edus, V'nishkabal Edus Ebefneim. So if the Dayanim are functioning as Edim, so then Imkin Yesh Alayhu Toras Edim Nami, and then it would be Nimsa Echad Karva Pasal. Aval Hechad Yosher Al Mishpah Lasos Ezedin Bazelo Shach the Nimsa Echad Mehem Karva Pasal. And then you could put a number of the sugis together, right? In the case of Dayanim Sanhedrin Daf Gimel, they're deciding something. They're not functioning like Edim. So then you don't say Nimsa Echad Karva Pasal, right? If there's any type of decision being made, so that's the Ksosis Chilik with the Mishnah Lamelech. That was number one about Nimsa Echad. Doesn't apply to Dayanim. The other point, I just wanted to mention one more source related to the last point that we made in Tosis. Tosis quoted why the Gemara had to quote a raya to show that, you know, it's better to have puzzle witnesses sign than to have empty space on the document. And what's a raya for that? By sukkah. By sukkah, if you have airspace, 3 tvachim of airspace possible by a sukkah, while 4 tvachim of pasul schach possible. So you see, pasul is worse than nothing. So too by a shtar. Estosis, what are we quoting a raya from sukkah for? Right, just quote a raya from within the world of shtaris. Tosis quoted in a deeper maskal viatatame. What did Tosis answer? We wanted to quote a source on a daraisa level. To quote another Durabanan by Get Kireach, that wouldn't be what we're interested in. We need to quote a model on a Doraisa level. And that's what Rabbi Chanan emphasized in Tav Kuf Tzadi Beis right here. Whatever the Rabbanan called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein Doraisa Tikkun, right? We always look for a Doraisa that the Rabbanan, the Dindra Rabbanan is patterned after. And therefore, that's what the Gemara was looking for here. So that we mentioned, many point out about the Dinim Durabanan. Rav Salvechik went as far in Nefesh Harav, it's quoted. Rav Shechter quotes that many minhagim as well. Rav Salvechik spent a lot of time explaining even minhagim that are somehow based on some Doraisa. Says the he writes there, Hikdish Rabbeinu harbei mi sakranuso mizmano b'shiurav lahavin es tami aminhagim v'yesodam but also hasignon sheishtadel tabi lahavin es yesodos ba'alacha kvar hamik lahavin la'asmo lahasbir la'achirim es aminag ha'pashut. He quotes many to stand during Aseres Adibros. Lomrosh is connected to Shuvas HaRambam. Again, it's the famous Shuvas HaRambam, but why is there a minag to stand? That minag, again, maybe it's ki'ilu, it's Maimon Har Sinai again. The minag to wear a kittel on Yom Kippur. The minag for the chassan to give Divrei Torah at his wedding. All different types of minhagim that are that we have throughout the year. Not only called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'ein D'Oraisa Tikkun, called the Nohag Yisrael Ke'ein D'Oraisa. Some related issue on a D'Oraisa level, being choshish for a certain shita. Almost all minhagim that we have are based on some type of din. Okay, again, there's a lot more there in that topic of called the Tikkun Rabbanan, but we'll continue and we'll see later. As we always say, if there's more time, we will return. Okay, so Ibai Luhu, last line now. Kuf Samach Beis, Amid Beis. Ibai Luhu, Shnei Shitat Sha'amru. We said that if there is airspace, if there is empty space between the content of the document and the signatures of the witnesses, that passes. If there are 2 lines, right? And Gora had yesterday a suffix, what about 1.5 lines? What about 1.5 lines that we ended up saying, anything less than 2 is okay. Says the Gemara, Ibailu, Shnei Chitin Sha'amru, those 2 lines that we said were pasul, Hein va'aviran, Odilma Hein v'lo aviran. Doesn't mean the 2 lines plus the empty space that are usually between lines, or is it 2 lines width, but without any empty space? Meaning how exactly is it a little more, little wider space or a little smaller space? That's the question. Because there's always some space left in between lines. Normal, you know, we don't write 2 lines, one on top of each other. Right? There's a little space in between. So when we say an airspace or empty space, I'm sorry, of 2 lines on the shtar, does that include the space that's normally there in between 2 or not? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Mistavra Dehein Va'aviran. Mistama, it's the airspace too, meaning a little more makel. You need a larger space in between to passel the shtar. If the empty space that's usually there between the lines is also not there, then it wouldn't passel. V'isakadaita chein v'lo aviran, because if you say it's the smaller space, shita achas v'lo avir l'maychazia. Remember, the whole worry is forgery. The whole worry that people are going to sign things or put things in that aren't supposed to be there. So if you don't have the empty space, so it's going to be clear that there was a forgery here. So it can't be like two lines that you're going to have to squeeze in, because then it will be known. So it must be it's hein v'aviran, it's the lines and the empty space also. Ask the Rosh, brings up a fascinating issue here. And that is, what do we say yesterday? What did we just say now? Two lines is a problem, but if you fill it in with krovim, then it's okay. So if Beis Din ever gets a shtar that there is two lines of empty space, so then why doesn't Bezin get some krovim to fill it in right now, and then it'll be kosher? How would there ever be a pasul shtar with empty space? Bezin should always solve the problem. Oh, there's a pasul shtar here. Come here. Yeah, just bring your brother here. Inside the shtar. Right, so why is there ever a problem? Says the Rush, right here on our perek. Here in the 10th, we haven't quoted a Rush in a while. Says the Rush right here, the end of Simon Gimel. Imkei heichem ishkaches, lo adetanya, hirchach hazeidem in aksav shnei shita pasol. Harik sheyovo lebezdin, yomru lo limal oso bikrovim ula hachshiro leshavar. Right, just kasher it. Right, what would it ever be pasol? Yesh befarshim, says the Rush. Im yaviu lebezdin kodem shemilu bikrovim, pasol. No, Bezin can't just do that. If Bezin got it and it didn't have witnesses, then it's done. Kiven shebal Bezin ba'ot sheyesh b'chashah ziyuf. Since when Bezin got it, when it came to Bezin, there was a chashah of a ziyuf. Shuv ein lo takana. Umil sablo taimahu. Then he called it, I'm not sure exactly why. Right, quoting the borrowing the lashon that we had already earlier of milsa b'lotayma, the three halachas, that we had all in this pesachta. So that's the first point of the Rosh. Yeah, you can't do that. And then he says, but let me try to give you a svara. V'yitnirali de svara ma'al yisahi. Dechachamim paslon shtarzeh. La soso me'ikara mishom chazif. As we said yesterday, they pasled the shtar. V'im ba lefnei bezdin v'lo na'ase boziyuf hayaroi lahakshir. Ela da almua chachamim letakanta v'yamru dekiva d'lo na'ase ketichin chachamim chaspa b'yamahu. Once the Rabbanan pasled the shtar, they can't unpostle it, right? That is the you saw that the Rush says, and therefore, because they said it's puzzle, you know, they can't undo that with allowing Edom. It's similar. The language of the Rush reminds us maybe of one other context. The Rush says it's totally how it came with Fanenu. If they got it, if outside of Bezdin somebody told the guy, you know what, that empty space is gonna be a problem. Get your relatives to sign and then bring it into Bezdin. Then it's gonna be kosher. But if they brought it into Bezdin and it looks empty space and it's nifsal, so then that wouldn't be allowed. It depends how it was bought lefanecha, right? Even if you could change it. So that's a little bit similar, not exactly, it's a totally different context, but how something is bought lefanecha, then it siv has a tshuva if somebody on Shabbos has one challah, one roll. Is it better to cut it in half and then use it for lecha mishnah, or should you use one whole roll? Not mitzad ilchus brachas. Mitzad ilchus brachas, we know that it's better to make a brach on a shalim, but now it's Shabbos and there's halacha of lecha mishnah. So should one cut the roll in half or not? So that's the tshuva in chelik aleph simon chaf aleph. Says the netziv after quoting a minog that some had to break things in half. At the beginning of the tshuva, he discusses Masha Sha'alta Odos Haminag Bebeit Chotri Zekenecha Hagon Shebihis Acher Echad Me'amesubim Shabbos Kodesh Obiyantif Notzim Moshtei Chatichos Alecha Mishnah V'Hikshu Achaverim Dezelo Chashav Alecha Mishnah. How could you quote to? How could you just bring two slices? They said that's not Alecha Mishnah. They bring a riot from the Rush. That is why we have three matzahs at the Seder, because we break one in half and by Yachatz, and therefore you can't have, I guess the Rambam, who has two matzahs, but the Rosh, we paskin that we have three matzahs, the Ashkenazi custom, Shitzrich below Pesach Shleimim, Levada Betsua, Vidach Osa, Vichul. Anyway, that's the, context of the Netziv. The Netziv says, it depends how it was Balafanecha. Exact Lashon like the Rosh here says. V'lachein Niran Yasidil Chalik. If you came to the table, and there are two slices of challah on the table, sometimes by shalashidus, one might walk in somewhere and you only find slices of challah, so then that's like a mishnah. That's how it was balafanecha. But if you have a roll, if you have a whole shalem, so then one should not cut it. If it's smaller than how it started off in front of you, that would be chaser. Since it has been split, since it was in front of you, lo mikri lechem. It hasn't changed since you got it. Mikri lechem shapir. So then that would be okay. And that's why he even adds why we do yachat so early. Right, why do we do yachas? Why do we break the matzah early? So pashas is also because we want to have lechem oni to be able to say magid in the context of. Right, we break the matzah yachatz, and then we have the bigger piece, lechem oni, one of the three pshatim of the Gemara. What is lechem oni? Lechem oni, a poor man's bread that he has a broken piece of matzah, and then we discuss the lechem oni. We discuss that poor man all throughout magid, amaschil begnus, umusayim bishvach. So that's one whole reason why. But the Netziv has another point, and that is when we make lechem mishnah in 2 hours from now. So if we break the matzah right before that we make hamotzi, that's considered it balafanai. It comes in front of me as a whole, and now I break it. So that's a problem. But if it's been here for 2 hours, it's been sitting here as a broken piece. So then one could say that it was balafanai. Like this, chaser, and therefore it's not called a chaser, it's called, this is what I have. And that's why he says at the end, v'd'bishavis, nachol v'hachmer l'varei kodem sh'yachtok, sh'lo yivsa kodem sh'tech la'abracha, kivet alechem balafaneinu shalim, v'im yivsa kodem sula mikri lechem, he quotes other mefarshim, and then he says, yish l'daktik l'havish te prutos v'lo sh'yifros ha'mavarech la'atzmo, v'chulu v'chulu, and he continues. Go to v'nei zeh, tiknu l'chatzos ha'matzah, tamid kodem ha'agada. And that's why we do yachatz all the way at the beginning of the Seder, not right before we use the matzah, before we eat it by Lechem Mishnah. Okay. Weiter. So that was the Rosh, and that was the addition of the Netziv. Says the Gemara, fifth line. Rabbi Shabtai. Now we're going to talk a little few more details about, our issue of how many lines are allowed in between the content of the Shtar and the signature of the Edom. Rabbi Shabtai Amar Mishmei Dechizkiya. Shnei Shitin Sha'amru B'Ksav Yedei Edim V'lo Ksav Yedei Sofer. When we say two lines, it means the height or the width of the Edim signatures, but or the writing of the Edim, and not the writing of the Sofer. The Sofer is an expert writer. He has excellent handwriting, and he writes smaller. He can write smaller and still be perfect. Everyone else, the Edim, have a larger signature. So when we say that the two lines of empty lines, pasul, that's larger lines, right? It's the Edim's handwriting and not the Sofer's handwriting. My time, why? To call him Mizayev, lav lagabe safra, azul Mizayev. People aren't going to be able to go to a Sofer and get the Sofer to forge for me. I might forge myself if I'm a chakran. I'm going to forge a condition. I'm going to forge other lines in the shtar, but I'm not going to be able to get a sofer to forge for me. And therefore, the issue here about two empty lines, that's the size of Edim and not the size of a sofer. The Meiri says here, it doesn't mean dafka the size of Edim. It's the size of anybody. It just means not the size of the sofer, because the sofer is the one that does it very small, and therefore here the Miri says, it is shachrini. And it means anybody, not just, the point is, not a sofer. Why wouldn't I be able to get a sofer to, sign it? That we're not choshesh for that. So the Rashbam here quotes, part of a shas topic line. Says the Rashbam right here, my taima called him a zayif lav lagabi sofer azil, ulai lo yovilo. Right, maybe he's not going to want to help you out. Velo yishma elav lo oruye nafshe, to make himself look bad. He's not going to want to make himself look bad. Elo oseh b'tzina b'tok beisa. The guy's going to rather do it privately in his own house. V'eni yodeh l'chaven yado b'ksiva daka kemo ha-sofer. And he won't be able to write so small like a sofer writes, and therefore that's not the chashash that we have to have. He's quoting part of a line, but what is he really saying? Uman lo mara umnase. So he seems to be driving at. He doesn't want to ruin his own, do something that makes him look bad, because he's a professional. And we have a principle in halacha that a professional does not want to lose his profession, doesn't want to lose his parnasa, and therefore, in this case, we don't think that a sofer is going to be involved in something that is sheker. And this is something that comes up in many different contexts. Uman lamar amnasa, just to quote a few tshuvas of Rav Moshe, where Rav Moshe talks about this principle in Yaradeya in Chelek Aleph. Rav Moshe, one of the more famous tshuvas of his, Chol of Yisrael. Right, one of his, although he has a few Chol of Yisrael tshuvas, but one of the Chol of Yisrael tshuvas in Chelek Aleph, Siman Mem Zayin, Be'inyin Cholav HaKompanis, Shemabedina Seinu. Right, the milk. 1954, he wrote this tshuva. Ubedavar Cholav Shal HaKompanis, Be'bedina Seinu, Asher Yish Pikuach HaMemshala. Right, Rav Moshe's Chiddush Gadol, that Chol of Yisrael in any modern country with FDA regulations, and it's not a back third world country, but it's a modernized country with rules and government law. So Moshe says, then maker adin, all milk has the status of Chol of Yisrael. As we know, because why? But what's the whole issue of Chol of Yisrael? Because we're worried that the halacha really is that a Jew has to see the milking, or to be in the context close to where, if he would stand up, he would be able to see the milking. Says Moshe, because the companies are nervous to mix anything other than cow's milk in, because uman lo mara umnase, and they don't want to lose their certification, they don't want to close up their factories, so therefore everything is considered Chol of Yisrael. And he says at the end, as we know, Baal Nefesh, if he wants to be Machmir, that's fine. But again, Rav Moshe's Meikra did, it is considered Chol of Yisrael. So says Rav Moshe, right, that's why people, I don't drink Chol of Yisrael. No, you do drink Chol of Yisrael. You just drink what's considered Chol of Yisrael. Chol of Yisrael is a halacha. One has to have Chol of Yisrael, just like Bishul Yisrael. One is not allowed to be involved in Bishul Akum. And therefore, whenever one is relying on a heter, it's just one of the built-in heterim, whether the Jew took part of the process or it's a nechal kamo shehu chai. Right, that's a halacha. Pas Yisrael, that's a chumrah. That's the one that Tosfos already says is a chumrah, and the Shulchan Aruch says is a chumrah, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says many years zahir about Pas Yisrael during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. He doesn't say that about chalav or about bishul, because that's a halacha. That's not about Aseret Yemei Tshuva. That's the whole year. We have to be hold of that halacha. But in terms of chalav, that is a one has the understanding of Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he quotes this our topic. Ubadavar chalav shall accompanies b'medina seinu asheish pikuach hamemshala vim ya'arvu chalav behema temeya yeyanchu. Right, if they mix in any non kosher milk, they will be punished. Vegam yasgiru as a esek shalahem shalachin vaday mirsasi. They're nervous. Mila arev yish tam gadol lahatir afilo shidas a prichadash mishum deiker de haiker de yadia brura hu kiriya mamish. That's Rav Moshe's lashon. Yadia brura, knowledge, 100% knowledge is as if it's seen. Kahadish shvuas, he quotes a gemara shvuas taf lamedal and gam leedus mamon that yadia brura is kiriya. V'dolamizen, he quotes even Tosfos from Yavamis, a day it does in Yavamis that ri'iyas bezdin, that a ger went into the mikvah, is like yediyas bezdin, is like ri'iya. V'zeo geder anan sadi, shematzino b'har be'bekomos. V'afle, he quotes other examples as well. But this is one example where Moshe says that uman lomara umnase, and therefore one would be able to rely on it. That is in Tshuva Mem Zayin. Then he has in Nun Hey, a couple of Tshuvas later, Rav Moshe also discusses this context where he talks about just general hashgacha. General hashgacha, b'inyanei manos ha-factories b'ksavam. right? If he quotes again a tshuva to Raisius Dibrik Fotaraz, Asher Herach Levar Halacha, Asher Yishlahamin Lemanale Factories, Bamasha Kosvim, Asher Osim Rak Mishuman, Shenasemi Vegetable, the Kadome, different types of oils. Animals' oils or oils coming from vegetables. And if they say we only use vegetable oil, and they write that and they tell us, Bikamatamim, and one of the reasons is, Uman Lomara Nafshe, Umitam Davidilagluye, Umitam Mirtas Meonesh, all different rules. But again, a lot of kashrus issues have to do with that on a national level. Just one other context, and then we'll continue. Ramosha writes in, he has a tshuva in Yaradeya, in Chelek, Beis, the tshuva about yichud in a taxi. A woman has to go to a mikveh outside the city. Is in Siman Pei Beis. And the question is, her husband can't go with her, so she's going to be alone in the taxi with the driver. And Mistama, the cases where it's like a very private country road, because generally there's no yichud on a road, on a public road. But the context is where it's going to be a situation of yichud. But there are isha shetzricha lisa v'taxi lahamikva shebi'ir acheres smucha. Vaday tov im noega taxi hu ish shabal yisima. If the husband could go with her, shari hu samach la'erev, sheish chash yichud af b'der akrova, v'ovrim sham harbi machines, that's cars, bishum shekasha az liras mashenase ba'taxi shinosas, shemistaver, sh'apa makam, she'en locha, shema yavol di'a bi'a mamish, ibi ish locha, shema yavol ashari hiskarvus, kechibet v'nishik v'chadom enami ish leser yichud. That's also an important assumption of Ramosha, that yichud is not only chash, Bia, but also chash chibuk v'nishuk. V'yal zeh yesh lochish af b'shas b'eis she'asuk b'malachto l'hanagas ha'mashin yavro mine kiruv. V'lachin the Baal should try to go. V'yem yech l'bala lisosa ita, if the Baal cannot go, k'gon j'yish chino b'bayis, what if there are kids in the house? V'ein mi she'yia imo v'chadome ein le'esor la lisa v'taxi kiva duhu asuk b'malachto v'gam yesh lo cheskas lo mara umnaso. He doesn't want to lose his taxi job. He doesn't want to lose his license. To bishvil parnasaso afshehu nachri yera milaso shum davar la nashim anosos imo. V'kivash yisur yichud mamish leka shenoseya baderech. It's not really yichud, says Ramosha. Sheovrim ravim yichol lismoch al zeh b'shasat chak lo levatel tfilasa. That's Ramosha. He has other tshuvas about doctor's offices. Right, there are many. This context comes up. This sugya comes up in many different contexts. Okay, let's continue. But that is the why the Gemara says that the width has to be the width of the Edom and not the width of the Sofer, because we don't assume the Sofer is going to write anything false, because Uman Lomara Umnase. Vikama, how big are, so how, Lomaisa, so how big are the lines? So Amar of Yisla that if they're left empty, it's going to possibly star. So a couple of opinions here in the Gemara. Amar of Yisla, Bar Elazar, Kigon, Lecha, Ulecha, Ze agabi ze. To write the word two lachas, one on top of another. Why do we pick the lachas? Because the lamed is really tall and the chav is really low. Right? One of the tallest letters, the tallest letter, and one of the lowest letters in the aleph bays. So lacha and lacha on top of each other. Without this space, we assume he wouldn't be able to be mezayif. He wouldn't be able to falsify. And therefore, this is the most makel shita. It's the largest space in between to have a lacha and a lacha, which means a lacha on top, which means on the writing line, you also need space above the writing line for the space for the lama to go. And on the bottom line, you need space for the chaf to go under the line. So it is a very wide area. Alma kasavar, shnei shitin v'arba avirin. It's two lines of writing space, but four lines of airspace, because you need the two lines, then you need in between the lines, and then you need above each of the lines in order to have space. So shnei shitin v'arba avirin. It's the widest area. That's Rav Yitzchak bar Elazar. Rav Achia bar Ami mishmeitu ula amar, a second opinion. Kigon lamid milamala v'kaf milamata. Right? You don't have to have a lecha on both lines, right? Because that would be a much bigger space, but smaller space. A lamed on the top line, which would mean you need space above that line for the lamed to go, and the chaf on the bottom line. But you don't need the space in between. You don't need the extra space between the two lines. Alma k'savar shnei shitin v'shlosha avirin. A little bit smaller, right? He's not worried about the space in between these lines, right? Because the mizayif would make sure that the letters don't touch each other. Rabbi Yevo Amar, Kigon, Baruch ben Levi, Beshita Achas. Right? He's not worried about two things on two different lines. He's worried about one line. Kasavar shita achas v'shnei avirut. So he's really, really one writing line with two air spaces. That is what he holds. The Ritva here discusses how could Rabbi Yevo argue on the Brisa up above, which says you need two full lines. Okay, but that is all a couple of different opinions. Period. Amar Rav. So now we have two deos. We'll have to see whether they argue or not. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. First we have Rav. Amar Rav. Lo shanu ela bein edim l'ksav. Everything that we have been talking about so far, the two lines of empty space on the shtar that would passel are between the content of the shtar and the edim signatures. Bein edim l'ksav. Aval bein edim la'asharta or la'ashrata, but between the edim and the signet of Bezdin that verified the shtar, the stamp of Bezdin at the bottom of the shtar, so then afilu tuvanami kasher. Even more space is kosher. Even more space is kosher. Because we're not nervous about things being added in after the Adim sign. Why not? So, Maishta bein Adim l'ksav, Dilma mezayi v'kasa my debai. Why are we worried between the Adim and the ksav of the content of the shtar? Because maybe he'll lie and he'll fake something in between. Because of my debai, and he'll write whatever he wants. The chasimi sadi, and the edim will sign, and after he, it'll come out, and it'll look like that edim signed on all the stuff that he added in. So we're nervous. If you have two empty lines above the way the edim signed, that's really, an issue of lifnei iver, so to speak. It's an issue that he might, falsify. So ben edim lashrata nami. So why aren't we worried also about the bottom? Under the witnesses. Mizai because of my debai. Maybe he'll lie and he'll write whatever he wants. The chasimi sadi. And the, he will not, maybe not add in, but it'll come out that the ashrata on the bottom will be there. There'll be stuff written above the ashrata, and the edim will verify that there was no problem here. It doesn't look like there's a problem with the shtar, right? The Rishash changes the girsa to umachtim sahadi, right? He will add in more edim b'sheker at the bottom because it's already makuyam, and it could lead to problems. Just like above witnesses, it could lead to problems. So to under the witnesses, it could lead to problems. Answer, timitayitle. The space underneath where the Adam signed that we just said is not cause any problems, even if it's a big space, it's only if where you colored it in. You like put ink dots in the space, and that's why it would be okay. Says the Gemara, and therefore he's not going to be able to write anything there, because you're only going to allow space under there if there's ink dots there. So Ihachi says the Gemara, Ben Adam Lashtarnami Batayilai. So why don't you say the same thing above? Why don't you say that above the Adam also, you can fill it in and color it in? Amri, no. Sadi atiyutahu dechasimi, bein edim lashra, but witnesses atiyutahu dechasimi. What does that mean? The edim would verify that there was nothing written under the ink. Right? Meaning, if you have scribbles above where the edim signed, so the edim could, and the edim are signed under there, they could verify that there was nothing written underneath, and therefore, it is okay to have that. So the Gemara says, Bein Edim Lashrata Nami. So again, what's the difference? Even under the edim, Amri Beidina Atiyutahu Tachasimi. Let the judges, let the Dayanim who signed the Ashrata say that there was nothing under these ink dots. So also, there's no difference between the two. Says the Gemara, no. Beidina atiyuta lo chasimi. When Bezdin signs and verifies something, they're doing something significant. The Edim can sign and verify and witness anything. Two witnesses signed, they can say, yeah, we're witnessing that there's nothing written there. Okay, that's fine. Dayanim? Dayanim wouldn't be used in that way. That they're just verifying that there's nothing written underneath these colors. If you look at the Rashbam, Umishani, middle of the wide lines, Beidina Atiyuta Ein Darkon Lachtom. They're not going to do that. It's not the derech to sign just on that. And therefore, that's going to be... That's why it's going to be okay. Aval eitim akol mitzuyin lachtom vafilo ame aretz v'yasin lemechta matiyota. But the witnesses, they might, if you allow the the ink dots and the coloring in, so it could be that the witnesses are only signing on that, they're not even signing on what's above, and therefore it's a problem. And therefore, it says, Rav, the two empty lines above are a problem, the two empty lines below are not a problem, because you're going to fill it in, and the Dayanim obviously aren't only going to be testifying about that, because that's not what they do, that's not the derech for Dayanim to do that, and therefore they're going to be verifying the entire shtar. The Yad Ramah here adds in two words to the Rashbam, the Rashbam's idea, and that is, why don't Bezdin sign, why wouldn't they sign just on the Tiyuta? Uparkinan, Beidina Atiyuta Lochasimi. Why? Chada de Beidina Lochasimi Amili de Chucha Vitzluva. It's like a joke. What, there's scribbles, and there's coloring, and Bezdin verifies that? There's nothing under that? That's silly. That's a joke. That makes Bezdin look bad. Bezdin verifies serious documents. Bezdin would verify signatures. Bezdin would verify there's a Maisa. Bezdin's not going to verify scribbles. That's chucha b'tzlula. It's like a joke. And therefore, it's not going to work. And then he quotes another day up. The ode, the bishlama edim stama chasimi, v'lo mefarshia my chasimi. Edim signed, and they didn't specify what they signed on, so mesapa they signed on everything above their signatures. Ela beidina al karchach a ashrata de smicha lu chasimi. Uba ashrata umefarsh le'edya de lakim ashtar ka'asya. They're not talking about what the scribbles are. They're obviously being mekayim what is above. But again, chucha v'tzlula is another important topic of Bezdin looking bad. Right? We don't do anything. Bezdin doesn't do anything. Right? The Gemara in Erevin discusses this on Daf Samaches, where Rashi discusses here Samaches and Mabez, whether mevatzlin v'chosrin or mevatzlin. We're talking about bitul rishus, when people have to be mevatel rishus in order to create an Erev Chatzeros. So Reuven can be mevatel rishus to Shimon, and then Shimon can be mevatel rishus to Reuven, back and forth. And the Gemara says, according to one opinion, we don't do that. Why? Mishum chucha v'tzlula. Rashi says, chucha schok atzlula leitzanus. It looks like halacha is a joke. Right, we have various halachos that even though technically it might work, but we don't want people think halacha is, some people take halacha as a joke anyway. We don't need to fan the flames or add anything, give them any ammunition that they would think halacha is a chucha vitzlula. So, I mean, there are many examples, just maybe quote two examples of this. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Hilchas Tzitzis. Mishabrukh says that there is a minhag for people to look at their tzitzis when they say Shema, Uri'isem Oso, and then the Shulchan Aruch even quotes, Yesh Nogin, Shulchan Aruch and Ilchas Tzitzis, Chav Dalet, Yesh Nogim lehistakel b'tzitzis kishamagim le'uri'isem Oso, v'litein osam al ha'enayim. And to put them on one's eyes. Right? Many have that minhag of putting the tzitzis on their eyes by Yerisa Moso. Uminag yafehu v'chibuve mitzvah. It's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Minag yafeh. It shows the beloved nature of the mitzvah. We love tzitzis. We put it on our eyes. And then the Ramah quotes, Kam noagim ksas l'nasheka tzitzis v'shashero abam. V'akolu chibuv mitzvah. Minag to kiss them also at various times. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Nimsa b'shem kadmonim. Berhetiv also has this. Shekala maver tzitzis al enav kishkori parsha tzitzis muftach shelo yavol de simu yenayim. Okay, it's a skula not to lose one's eyesight. Hasuma yeshlo, and what about a blind person? Yeshlo lechos at tzitzis biyado b'shas kriyishma. Afo b'shenem reisim oso. He stole the tzitzis also b'shas kriyishma. Kibat sheyeshda b'riya itzal acherim. Because reisim oso applies to others. Aval lahavir al tzitzis al enav lo. But to put them on his eyes, not de mechzi kechuchav etzlula. Right, there's the Lashon. Right, because it looks like a joke. Right, we're Isim Oso, and there's no Re'iya there, and that's what the Minog is. They'll laugh at the Minog, if people see that. That's one example of a Chucha V'Tzlula. Or, to go back and forth with things, the Birkei Yosef quotes, a case that comes up often. There's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and he is an Eretz Yisrael on Zion Cheshvan. Zayin Cheshvan is the day that we know in Eretz Yisrael we switch over to V'Sein Talamatar. So let's say he's in Eretz Yisrael and he switches over to V'Sein Talamatar. And then he travels to Chutz Laaretz. So now what? Now what does he do? Says the Birkei Yosef, and this is what we paskin, that he continues to say privately, he shouldn't daven for the Amud, because then he'll have a problem, but privately he should continue saying V'Sein Talamatar, even though in Chutz Laaretz it's not December 4th yet, and they didn't switch over yet. Right, what if you have a Ben Chutz Laaretz, and then he's going to go back? That's a question. But anyway, it says the Birkei Yosef. Says the Ikuf Yizayin. Ben Eretz Yisrael and Imsa Beiro Bezayin Cheshvan. Vishal Keminag Eretz Yisrael Baba Yom. Yacharach Yatzo Balachus Laretz. Akati Pashu Yomim Rabim. Ad Yom Samach Achar Tzkufa. Nira Li. The Kivin Tekvar Hischil Lishal Bezayin Mar Cheshvan. Hein Boden Eretz Yisrael. Moshech Yelo Moshech Minhago. Vishal Keminag Eretz Yisrael Delo Levi Kichucha Veetzluva. Again, that's the lashon that post can use to say that we don't want people to take things as a joke, right? To go back and forth and back and forth. That's not what, halacha wants, and therefore that is what is done. And there are many other examples of this as well. Just one other interesting point that Chashuk Echemet here has, and that is, you know, Beis Din doesn't sign on something that would be a joke. So there's a shaila that the Chashuk Echemet had. Interesting shaila that came up. Sheila, huva le Beis Din be'eretz Yisrael ishur mi Beis Din michutz laretz. There was some type of letter from a bezin of Chutz Laaretz that came to a bezin of Eretz Yisrael in Ishur that there was a gerushin. Right? It's a raya that there was a gerushin. But, somewhat unusual, the husband's name was named Sason, and he divorced his wife whose name was Simcha. Sason and Simcha. Ubetoch hadvarim kasov, and in the get, you can't add anything in the get, as we spoke about, but in the Ishur, it says, Sheniskayem bohem apasek ki v'simcha seitzeyu. Right, Simcha left. Sason v'Simcha yasigu v'nas yagon v'anacha. Omeata muteras ha'isha li'nasei. Simcha v'Sason la'Yehudim. V'yuyam b'Mesechasukah. In Mesechasukah, we have a discussion of two minim. V'nistavku ha'bezdin shekiblo se'ishur. And the bezdin that got the ishur were wondering, can you be somich on this ishur? We have like some late sonnets a little bit in the ishur. Is it able to be relied upon? So Bechashuk Echemet of Zobashin here says, Babasra, Kuf Samagimel, Bedina Atiuta Lochasimi. And what is the Yad Ramah? He quotes our Yad Ramah, Chuchavitz Lula. Right, at best it wouldn't be a joke. La'or Zos Yitachain. He doesn't possibly, he just says it's possible. Shagam be Ishur Shabeshela Seinu. Our type of Ishur. Ava be Shemakirim Chasimosem, but even though you recognize the Chasimus. He at least has the question. He says, if you have a star bezdin, it looks like a joke. A bezdin made jokes in the star, you know, it might be a red flag. Might be a red flag, like we mentioned yesterday from the Meiri, right? If you have one problem in a star, right? Two lines missing, so that maybe that could lead to, that could be a red flag for other problems. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara four lines on the bottom. The Leichush. So what did we just say again? What did Rav say? Rav said that between the Edim and the Ashrata, or the Asharta, you could have even more space. Because you're going to color it in and it's not going to be a problem. But Leichush, no, Magayiz Leila Eila, Umachigle Litiyuta. But one second, maybe he'll just cut off the star on top. He'll erase the coloring to Yuta, because of my deboy, umachtav sadi, and I'll write whatever he wants, he'll forge signatures, and then he'll have the asharta, he'll have the bezin's kiyam at the end. So you won't have to be mekayim the edim, because it already looks mekuyam. V'yamar Rav, shtar haba hu ve'edav al amacha kasher. And Rav says, if you have a shtar that everything is on, as you saw, previously erased material, it's kasher, Rav says. And so this would be kosher, so wouldn't this be a problem? So the Gemara says, "Ha nichal Rav Kahana demasi la mishpeid de Shmuel Shapir." If this last statement Shmuel said, not Rav, then that wouldn't be a problem, because we're discussing the shita of Rav here. Rav's the one that says that airspace after the edim is kosher. So if this last statement that if you have a shtar with a chuve edav ala mechag, if that only Shmuel said that, then it would be machlokas, wouldn't be a problem. El Rav Tevyomi demasi la mishpeid de Rav ma'igal amayim. But according to Rav Tevyomi, who said that this was said in the name of Rav, you have a problem, because Rav earlier was the one that said airspace between the edim and the ashrata is okay. But Rav is also the one that says, if everything is on erased material, so then it's also okay. So why aren't we worried about that? There's a chashash of ziyuf. So our answer is, kasavar kol ki agavna. Even if Rav would allow it on the erased area, but still, ein mekayim oso min ashrata shabo, elamina edim shabo. Still, you're right, we would trust it, but we would require a new kiyum. Right? We wouldn't rely on the kiyum that's already there, and therefore, there wouldn't be a chashash of Ziyuf. That is all Rav. Reb Yochanan Amar,
The simple interpretation is that Rabbi Yochanan is arguing on Rav. The Ritva quotes a Deya that maybe he's not arguing on Rav, maybe it's just talking about two different cases. We'll see if we have time to read that. But Rabbi Yochanan Pashas is that there's a machlokas here. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Shanu Ela Bein Edom L'Ksav. When do we say that two empty lines is the shear that's between the Edom and the Ksav? That's what pasels. Avol Bein Edom L'Ashrata, the opposite. Afilu Shita Achas, pasel. Not even more is kosher, but even only one line is puzzle. The Rashbam here says, and even if you'd color it in. Tosfos is not sure about that, but even if you would color it in. Why? Again, we say, what's the difference? Maishna bein Edom la'asharta. What's the issue between the Edom la'asharta? Why even if one line is a problem? Dilma geizli loi. Maybe you'll cut off what's on top. Because of huve Edom b'shita achas. And you'll write everything on one line. You'll write a document and the Edom all on one line. Right, that's what we're nervous about. That's why we want to possibly even one line of empty space. V'kasavar, shtar haba, huve, edab, shida, achas, kosher. And we hold that if you write a document all on one line, it would be kosher. Is that what we're nervous about? According to Rabbi Yochanan, seyihachi, so why isn't he nervous before the edim too? Bein edim l'ksav nami. Dilma gaizle li'loi, maybe he'll cut off what's on top. V'kasav my deboi. Right, it's not like what we have today. We have like papers that you know is an exact size. Right, if you have a shtar that's written on cloth that was cut off from an animal, so you don't know, different sizes. So there's a chash of a ziyuf. So maybe here too, you'll cut off what's on top, because of my devoy, v'chasivi sadi. So why don't we have the same chash above that we do below? Answer, kasavar, it must be he doesn't hold of this. Shtar haba, it must be Rabbi Yochanan holds, shtar haba hu, b'shita achas, v'edav, b'shita acheres, pasol. Right, if the edav are on the next line, and the whole shtar is in one line, and the Edom are on the very next line, pasul. That's why there wouldn't be a worry above. So what about the same line? Maybe it'll all be written on one line, and then he'll add in Edom, and he'll say, like we had a few days ago, I'm just adding in to make it more piersum hadavar. Answer, ksavar kolki agavna. Again, if it's this type of case where we would have the erase part and you have it all close together, ksavar kolki agavna in makaymen osam and edim shalamata elamen edim shalamala. If there are more edim that are written here, we would require the above edim to be mekuyam, not the lower edim, which are the ones that were worried that he added in. And therefore, if we wouldn't be able to do that, we would know that he was mezayef hashtar. And there wouldn't be a shash because Bezer wouldn't trust that shtar. Again, the Ritva here, as we noted, the Ritva here has two deos, whether Rabbi Yochanan is really actually arguing on Rav or not. The Yesh Omrim says the Ritva, to Rav Rabbi Yochanan lo pligi, el amar amar chada, umar amar chada. The Rav Mairi bimitayitle. Rav, when he says it's all kosher, that's the only way you colored it in. Lefichach machshir afilu b'beishitin. That's why he says everything's kosher. Rabbi Yochanan Ma'ariyah b'delo b'tayet, right against that Rashbam. And Rabbi Yochanan says where it wasn't colored in. L'fichach posel afilu b'shita achas. That's what the Ritva quotes from one day. Umiyu, but he acknowledges that it's not the pashtus. Midak amar v'Rabbi Yochanan amar, instead of saying amar Rabbi Yochanan, midak amar v'Rabbi Yochanan amar, nirexas t'pligi. It appears that they argue. V'yefshad derav alo model b'Rabbi Yochanan, and then he quotes what would be the root of their argument. Okay, and then he quotes other days of Tosfos, but this is the Gemara. The Torah also quotes, are there any differences between all of these cases, between a get and other shtarei milveh or other chovos? But again, this is all discussed lamaisa by the poskim. But pashtus is this is all about non gittin. But by get we already had earlier a couple of days ago. A get has specific amount of lines; it has to be 12 lines. L'chadchila, the Rama says we really try not to do anything beyond that. At gittin, we don't mess around by get. But other shtaris, there might be certain flexibilities by dini mamonis. But by get, generally, we don't have these different issues, and there's more a higher standard by get than there is by other contexts. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Be'ez Hashem, and we will continue, Be'ez Hashem. Kuf Samatar, as we get into the last week and a half of Meseches Baba Basra, as Kuf Ayin Vav, right, 176 is on the horizon, Be'ez Hashem, another week and a half before we get to Meseches Sanhedrin.